afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Zico, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Garden Reed Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q2 and H1 FY24, ended September 30th, 2023. We have with us today Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director, and Sri R.K. Dash, Director, Finance and CFO. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sipo. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon to each one of you. I am Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director of Garden Reed Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited. And with me here, Mr. R.K. Dash, the Director of Finance and the Chief Finance Officer, Mrs. Aparajita Ghosh, General Manager of Finance, and the Company Secretary, Mr. Sandeep Mahapatra. I thank you all for taking time out to attend our earnings call to discuss Q2 of financial year 24. Before I dwell upon the financial results, let me highlight some of the salient aspects of our physical performance, the current order book position, the order book execution plan, and what the future holds for us. Our order book as on 30th September 2023 stands at ₹23,739.59 crores. This comprises of four projects for the Indian Navy consisting of 19 warships. That is three P-17 Alpha stealth frigates, four survey vessel large, eight anti-submarine shallow water craft, and four next-generation ocean-going patrol vessels. In addition to these orders for the naval ships, we also have an order live from the Government of Bangladesh for fixed patrol boats, Government of West Bengal for a next-generation electric ferry, and from the DRDO for an unmanned surface vessel. In addition, happy to inform you that we have just been given a letter of intent for an oceanographic resource vessel for the Ministry of Earth Sciences. This LOI has been received very recently. Now, coming to the current status of the ongoing projects and also the execution plan. First, the P-17 Alpha ships, as you are aware, we are constructing three ships under this project for the Indian Navy. This is a seven-ship project with four ships being constructed by Mazagon Docks Limited and three by us, GRSC. All the three ships have been launched and they are presently undergoing various stages of outfitting. Happy to inform you that on 17th of August this year, our Honorable President had launched the third and the last of these vessels. The first ship has already attained more than 60% physical progress of construction, with the second ship at around 51% physical construction, and the third ship has crossed 40% of construction. We intend delivering these ships from mid-2025 to mid-2026. Coming to the survey vessel large project, this is a four-ship project again for the Indian Navy. All the four ships have been launched. The first ship has already completed a machinery trials both at harbor and all the relevant trials at sea. And now the ship is getting ready for delivery and we intend delivering the ship to the Indian Navy the next month, that is December 23. This ship has already, considering that the ship is ready for delivery, she has already attained over 90% physical progress of construction. With the second ship at around 76% of construction, the third ship closely following the 66%, and the fourth ship at 52%. The second ship is currently around 6 months behind the first ship, and we intend completing this project during the next financial year. Coming to the anti-submarine shallow water craft project, this is a 16-ship project, of which 8 ships are being built by GRSC and 8 ships by another public sector undertaking shipyard. Of these 16 ships, and among the eight ships that we are constructing, 4 have already been launched. Happy to inform you that of these 16 ships, all the 4 ships launched so far have been constructed by GRSC. The first of these ships has already attained 66% of construction, the second at 60%, the third at 51%, the fourth closely following at 42%, and so on. We intend delivering these ships from the beginning of the next calendar year, and this project will get completed by 2026. All the 8 ships would be delivered by 2026. Coming to the next generation OPV project, the contract for this project is a 4-ship project for the Indian Navy. The contract was concluded on 30th of March 2023. Happy to inform you that the physical production of 2 of these ships has already commenced, and the various other activities like equipment procurement, design finalization, such activities, the preparatory activities for major construction are in progress. The project is on the right track. The project for 6 petrol vessels for the Bangladesh government, we intend completing this project in the current financial year. The next generation electric ferry for the government of West Bengal, the project is moving in the right direction. We already reached around 70% of construction, and in another couple of months, that is by January, we intend delivering this ship to the government of West Bengal. This is the breakthrough that the company would be having in the field of green vessels, that is electric, zero carbon emission vessels, and this we expect huge market potential in the future. We also have a project going on for the DRDO. It is an unmanned surface vessel. The project is on the right track, and we intend delivering this platform to DRDO in March this year. The order, the LOI that I had mentioned for the oceanographic research vessel, for the NCPOR under the Ministry of Earth Sciences, it is worth around 840 crores. We also have an order for manufacture and supply of 10 in number 30mm guns to the Indian Navy. The order value is around 240 crores. Our ship repair segment is moving on, chugging along fine. We have been regularly getting orders from the Indian Coast Guard for conductor visits of their vessels and also a few commercial ships. The order book position of ship repair stands at a modest 80 crores, where we have already completed the 6 refits so far. Another business vertical that we have is the portable steel bridges segment, that is the Bailey Bridges division. In the current financial year, we have already executed orders worth around 60 crores, and we already have an order book of around 79 crores outstanding. Happy to inform you that we had concluded an MOU with the Borough Roads Organization for manufacture and supply of 30 bridges. This MOU has been enhanced by another 15 more bridges in the recent past. This in a nutshell gives you a glimpse of the orders that we have currently, the progress and the status of each of these orders and our execution plan. Coming to the orders on the anvil, what we expect from the inputs from our major customers, that is the Navy and the Coast Guard, an RFP for 5 in number next generation survey vessel for the Indian Navy is expected to be floated in the next 6 months. This would be followed by the RFP for the next generation corvette, that is 18 number next generation corvette. As per the AON that has been accorded by the DAC sometime during last year, this is the 8-ship project, and the L1 shipyard would get 5 ships, and the L2 shipyard would get 3 ships. So we are preparing for bidding for this prestigious project. Why this is prestigious is with the experience that we have, you may be aware that we are the only Indian shipyard to have delivered 9 corvettes, both surface, that is missile corvettes, and the anti-submarine warfare corvettes, and all of them are in active service with the Indian Navy. So with that kind of experience and expertise that we have, we intend bidding for this project in an aggressive manner. The next project that is likely to come out is a P-17 Bravo ship, which is a 7-ship project. This, in effect, will be a follow-on of the ongoing P-17 Alpha project. Of these seven, one of the shipyards, the lead shipyard, would get 4 ships, and the second shipyard could get 3 ships. The order value for this project, for the 7 ships, could be to the tune of around 70,000 crores. The next project on the anvil is the next generation destroyer. This is a big project wherein 4 NGDs, next generation destroyers, are expected to be manufactured and built by Indian shipyards. High value project. And of course, a project for the Indian Navy again for 21 in number water jet fast attack craft. This again, we expect the RFP to come out in the next year. Coming to the new products that we have developed, one of the projects that we had undertaken was development of an unmanned surface vessel. As I had mentioned, we already have an order in hand, and another prototype with a larger unmanned surface vessel is expected to be launched this year. We have already launched an autonomous underwater vessel, and this project has been successfully completed, and with both the Navy and even the Army showing interest in this project, we expect orders for the AUV, or the autonomous underwater vehicle, in the near future. We are also developing marine capable drones. What I'm trying to convey is that as far as autonomous platforms are concerned, GRSC is developing marine drones, marine capable drones, underwater vehicles, and also surface vessels. It's basically to address the autonomous requirements of the customers, that is the armed forces, in all 3 domains of operations: surface, subsurface, and air. Coming to the green energy vessels, this is another area of focus. We have already developed the next generation ferry, what I had mentioned, for the government of West Bengal, expected to be delivered in a couple of months. We will also be bidding for a project for the Kerala Metro Rail Corporation, that is KMRL. They have come out with an RFP. GRSC would be bidding for this. This is the 15 green vessel project, electric vessel project. Coming to exports, export has been a focus area, and we have managed a breakthrough to Bangladesh. In addition to the projects that we have completed earlier for the government of Guyana, for the government of Seychelles, and for the government of Mauritius, we expect opportunities to come again in Bangladesh, in Sri Lanka, Guyana, and a few Scandinavian countries. These are all at various stages of negotiations, and we expect positive results in the coming months and years. Our Bailey Belt segment has been in the forefront towards manufacturing and development and manufacturing of new products. One of the products that we have successfully brought into the industry was the 4.25 meter double lane bridge. It is for this bridge that we have got an MOU with the Border Roads Organization. We are also developing a new type of bridge. There is a 5.3 meter carriageway bridge, which would be a proprietary item of the shipyard. We also have collaboration with Rolls-Royce, that is MTU, Rolls-Royce Germany, for development and co-production of high-speed diesel engines, marine diesel engine. Last time when I had the brief during the con-call, investor con-call, I stated that we have signed an MOU with them. Now the MOU is being translated into a license agreement, and this license agreement is expected to be signed within a month. We also have a collaboration with the Kongsberg, Finland, for co-production of marine water jets. This is at an MOU stage. We already signed the MOU, and we will again be translating this into a license agreement. The intent of both these license agreements is to address the requirements of the Indian Armed Forces, that is both the Navy and Coast Guard, both in terms of marine diesel engine requirements and also for water jets. This in a nutshell gives you again an overview of what is on the anvil. Now coming to the financial results, we have been maintaining the upward trend in our financial performance, and the results for the quarter ending and half year ending 30th September has been definitely encouraging. Again, both the revenue from operations and the profit after tax have passed new heights. That is the best performance in the history of the company. Coming to the revenue from operations, for the Q2 FY24, revenue from operations stand at 897.97 crores, registering a growth, year-on-year growth of 32%. The last year, Q2 of 23 was 681.60 crores. The total income, again, has increased by 34% year-on-year, and our Q2 total income stands at 969 crores. Similarly, the profit after tax recorded has been 80.74 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of 37%. Both in terms of share price and in turn market capitalization, there has been a definite increase as evident to all of you. So I have completed my opening address, and we are open for questions any. And we would like to provide, we will definitely attempt to provide answers to each and every query of yours. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. So my first question is on, you addressed the physical progress in the order backlog. I will appreciate if you could help us with the outstanding vessel-wise, SHP-17A, how much is the outstanding order backlog? Similarly, survey, ASW and NGOPV.
Thank you, Mr. Rohit. The total order book stands at outstanding order. That is order in hand stand at 23,739.59 crores. Of this, the P-17 Alpha, the order book outstanding is 13,132.46 crores. Survey vessel large, 1,291.79 crores. The anti-submarine shallow water craft, 5,319 crores. Next generation ocean going patrol vessel, 3,404 crores, and of course the naval standard gun, 235 crores.
Sure, sir. Sir, if you could help me understand this ASW, I understand we are working currently only on the four vessels, but what is the timeline to deliver all the eight, and how are we planning to start the remaining four vessels as well?
Thank you again, Mr. Rohit. ASW Shallow Water Craft, at the outset, let me state that the production of all eight ships has commenced. Now, coming to the progress I had mentioned earlier, but I'll repeat, the first vessel 66% completed, the second 60, third 51, fourth 42, the fifth is 26%, sixth is again around 26%, seventh 16%, the eighth one is 13%, which means the production has already commenced. Of these, in ship section, after we start the production, we get the hull into the ship's form, the hull is constructed, equipment are lowered, and after the equipment are lowered into the finished hull form, the ship, this would be done in a dry dock or a building, but after this is completed, the ship is put to water for the first time. That is when the term we use, launch, takes place. Four of these ships out of these eight have already been launched. Launching generally we do after we cause the physical progress of construction of around 40%. Now, this is the stage. So four ships already launched, all eight construction at various stages. And of these four ships that have already been launched, the first ship we expect to be delivered in the next 4 months. As mentioned, it's at 66%. And the next ship is closely following around 60%. So from then on, we'll be able to deliver a ship every 5 to 6 months. The entire project, you see the timelines, the entire project would get completed by 2026.
Got it, sir, got it. Sir, if I, hello, just a follow-up on this. Sir, how many dry docks will be available or maybe they will be sitting idle to say so that you can win new orders and start the work like by the end of this fiscal?
Okay, now you got it bang on. You're right. The major requirement for any shipbuilding company is the availability of dry docks or building berths. So in our case, we have captive dry docks available both in our main unit, and also we have a dedicated facility, the Rajabagan unit, where we have an end-to-end facility for construction of small and medium-sized ships. In both these facilities, we have dry docks available. Right now, 70% of these docks are occupied, which means even at this juncture, we have around 30% spare capacity. We have also adopted a strategy. We have also adopted a strategy wherein we partner capable shipyards, be it private or public, who have got spare capacity. This strategy has been adopted. One, we are using their spare capacity. Second, we can facilitate concurrent construction. And at the same time, I maintain a certain amount of, let us say, dock and berth availability with me, which means should I get a new order, I will not be caught wanting for a dock or berth availability. So we always keep around 25 to 30% of a dock captive and available with us. So this is the current status. We have adequate berth and dock capacity.
Got the point, sir.
Yeah, please go.
Hello. Yeah, got the point. So, but if I understand, because you have this Bangladesh order that will also get concluded in this year, a lot of ASWs will be launched as well. So, technically speaking, there will be further spare capacity in dry dock level, right?
But at the same time, we have just started the production of foreign number next generation ocean going patrol vessels. And these are big ships. They are 100 plus meter ships. Second, as I mentioned, we just got an LOA for a oceanographic research vessel, again a big ship, which is around 85 meters, as I'm informed. In addition, I have made a statement in passing that with respect to exports and commercial ships, we have definitely made advances. At this moment, I cannot commit because I'm not sure about it, but we are very confident that in the coming months, we will be getting orders on this front also. So, this is from what we are doing at this moment. The next part is, again, I had mentioned that both the Navy and the Coast Guard will be coming up for new projects in the coming years and months. So when I finish this next generation OTVs, the dry dock and building berth requirements, definitely we would be getting fresh orders.
Got it, sir. Got it. From the prospect order perspective, you mentioned next generation destroyer of 4, but the industry buzz is that it's actually 8, and it could be in the size of 80,000 crore as such. Is that the right way towards?
Your buzz is partially correct. Yes, it is 4 plus 4, but it is 4 plus 4. Once the 4 is completed, then only the next 4 will come. That's why I had mentioned the 4. What is available immediately on the anvil? I would not even say immediately. The RFP could come out only maybe in 25, early to mid of 25. So the initial requirement would be for 4, which could be enhanced to 8. Navy has not even taken an AON from DSC as of now.
Got it. But sir, from a capacity perspective,
yes.
NGD is technically speaking a 10,000 deadweight tonnage kind of vessel.
Yes.
Will you be in a position to do that at your yard? I mean, is size a constraint?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have got adequate capacity and capability for this. There has been a capacity assessment which is being carried out by the customer, that is the Navy. And we aim to get a tick with respect to our capability. No issues with respect to capacity or capability. Since you mentioned the displacement and also the dimensional requirements.
Got it, sir. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Venkatesh Subramanian from Logic Tree Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening. So two questions. One is, you mentioned about the current order book and what is pending. Continuing from previous con calls, sir, is it fair to assume that the current order book that we have would be exhausted over the next 3 years? Broadly, that's my first question. Second, in terms of exports, you mentioned some very interesting places like Scandinavia and a few other things. What could be the size of the opportunities, the order size one can expect over the next 1 year in terms of if you are able to capture any orders?
Yeah. Okay, I'll answer your second question first. As I had mentioned that we are attempting for orders in Guyana where we already made a proposal. We're also trying the Scandinavian countries. The background is that, one, Guyana definitely, we have delivered a ship there, then they have requirements. Second, Scandinavian countries are actually opened up. Europe is now looking at India for commercial shipbuilding. But at this juncture, I will not be able to give any further details because most of these are at negotiation stage. I'll be able to hopefully give you a good news in the next con call or the next con call. Coming to, but the bottom line is there are opportunities available and we are moving aggressively towards this. Second, coming to the order book. Order book position, as you are aware, it's around 23,739 crores. It will not get, see, we are only in the mid of 2023, that is FY24, just finished the second quarter. As per the current execution plan, the NGOPVs would definitely spill over to financial year 27 and maybe 28, because as the contract, these ships are to be delivered only by FY 28. So right now we have enough in our hand to last us for the next 5 years. That is mid of 2023 to at least till mid of 2028. Of these projects, the deliveries will be definitely staggered. We have been starting the first of the deliveries of the 19 ships currently under construction, commencing next month. And what we are aiming is between the projects, a ship every 5 to 6 months is what we are targeting.
So P-17 Alphas, the remaining would be completed over the next 2 years, FY24 and 25?
No. With P-17 Alpha, right now we got around 13,000 crores remaining. As per the delivery timelines, what has been mutually agreed between the customer, Navy and us, these ships are to be, our three ships are to be delivered between mid of calendar year 2025 and mid of calendar year 2026, which means definitely we'll go to financial year 27, FY27.
Okay. My last question, sir, which is, you talked about the shipbuilding cycle, how the revenues, you have actually educated a lot of us. My question is, considering that we are almost coming to the another 6 months to go, 4 months to go in terms of financial year, what would be the peak revenue recognition year? So would it be FY25 or FY26?
It could be, see, definitely not FY24. F24, you have definitely seen that, you already seen that you have touched around 1,700 crores already. So we are actually moving vertically upwards. We would be maintaining the same trend as per the present progress of construction and the revenue accrual plan in the next financial year also. So it could be either FY25 or 26. It could be either of these years. Or they could be almost
or both, sir. Or both could be big years for us, probably.
Both would be definitely big years. Definitely FY25 and FY26, both would be big years.
Okay. Right, sir. Thank you. I'll join the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, sir. Maybe request you to use your handset, so your audio is not clear.
No, I am using my handset.
No, sir, your audio is not clear, sir.
Am I clear now?
Yes, sir, now it is clear.
Okay. So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers, sir. I have a couple of questions, maybe at the risk of being repetitive, because I joined the call a little bit late. If you could just, you know, let us know the status of next generation Corvettes, where we are in there and when can we expect RFP to be floated. That would be helpful.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Amit. See, the next generation Corvette, the process, I hope you are clear. As per the DPP, the process, I'm sure you are clear. First, yes. The basic requirements are made, NSQRs are made by the Navy, and after that, with the estimated cost, it goes for a DAC approval. This DAC had accord on AON sometime during the first half of the last year, that is 2022, for a value of 36,000 crores. This is the 8-ship project, 5+3, L1, L2 shipyards. So this is the background. Now, the statement of tricky technical requirements are being finalized by Navy in consultation with the concerned shipyards. And in my appreciation, depending and based on the current progress of their readiness, we expect the RFP to come out in the latter half of next calendar year. That means 24 end is what we expect the RFP to come out.
Sir, why I'm asking this question is because in the standing committee of parliament report, we saw that, you know, next generation Corvettes was clearly mentioned as one of the ordering point till FY25. So if RFP comes out at the end of FY25, that means ordering would happen maybe 1 year after that. Is it fair to assume that?
If the RFP is issued towards end of the next calendar year, let us hypothetically say in the third quarter of FY25. From then, considering the minimum time required for the bid submission, the evaluation, the realistically the ordering would happen. That is, the contract conclusion would happen. It's likely to spill over to FY26. That is the first half of FY26.
Okay, got it. The second one is on destroyers. So this is your commentary slightly different from the peers, or maybe my understanding is a little bit different, where they mentioned that, you know, all 8 destroyers will be ordered and they will be kind of, you know, the order will be split between 2 shipyards. That's what was told to us. But now you are saying that it will be ordered in 2 tranches of 4+4. So is it fair to assume that even the first tranche of 4 will be split in between 2 shipyards, or it will be like the winner takes all kind of game?
See, as per the present understanding and what we are given to understand, it is likely to be in 2 tranches with 2+2, that means 4 in the first tranche with 2 shipyards, that is 2+2, followed by another 4, again 2+2. Because 2 shipyards would definitely be involved in this project.
Okay, and how much time do you think that it will be between the tranches in terms of order?
There is no clarity at this moment on that. There is no clarity even because this project has not even gone for DAC approval, accord of AON. So what I'm trying to convey, it is still under deliberation stage. So we expect clarity on this only maybe in another 6 months or so. At this moment, there is no clarity except for the input that these ships are required for the Navy and the requirements are being finalized.
Okay, sir. The last question that I have is a bookkeeping question. If you can let us know the contract asset and customer advances on the balance sheet.
First thing, before I go to that, there are no customer advances. Customers, if we were so lucky, customers are not giving us any advances. So only stage payment fixes based on, as per the DPP, certain conditions. Where there are in shipbuilding, there are 15 stage payments, so there are no advance. As of now, our bank balance stands at 4,397 crores, own fund is 270 crores, and the project-related fund is 4,127 crores. These are for all the projects put together.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Very clear. And all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the order front, what I saw with which probably we have not mentioned is the landing platform dock order. Is it that the order is now cancelled, that project, or we are not qualified for it? That's the reason why we are not highlighting that particular order.
Thank you, Mr. Harshit. There has been a lot of talk going on. I actually, one of the Mr. Concourse, I had mentioned about this, but it has been going on for quite a long time. That's why I decided to pull it off my, let us say, soft sheet. Otherwise, this is a project which has been in the horizon for a very long time. As far as I can remember, it is more than 5 to 7 years the discussions have taken place. Even at this moment, there is no clarity as to when the AON would be accorded or when the RFP would come up. That's the reason why I did not mention about it.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Thanks for the clarification. And on P17B, which you had mentioned, the similar thing will also happen in that the way the NGC order is going to be placed, as in NGD order is going to be placed. That is, once your P17 alpha will get delivered, then P17 beta will be taken into account in terms of ordering, or is it that P17 beta can be ordered before that as well?
See, as per the current delivery schedule, the P17 Alpha project is expected to be concluded by FY27, that is mid of 2000, calendar year to August 26, I think. So the project would get completed. Even if the process of AON and the subsequent formalities start now, it will take that kind of time. What I'm trying to convey is that the construction of these ships automatically would commence only after this project is completed.
When would the ordering happen, sir, according to you? Will it be 25 that we will see the RFP coming out and you will be bidding for it, or it could happen post 27?
At this moment, there is no clarity on that. All that is known is that there is a requirement for the Indian Navy for another 7 ships of the same class with minor tweaking of the specifications and maybe whatever is the latest weapon system that would come in. But there is no clarity with respect to the timelines. The requirement very much exists. It's an acknowledged requirement, but the timelines are still not known.
Fair enough, sir. So in this regard, previously it was mentioned that FY 25-26 could be the best of this year. But then going up to 27, since a lot of these big ticket or high value orders, which are not right now in the clear stage of when it will come on board, when the tender will happen, when the awarding will happen, do you think 27 we may see a sharp decline in terms of revenue, as most of your chunky orders will get executed and revenue booking will happen?
See, we have the NGOPV project still going on during that time, plus the new order, which is of course just about 840 crores, the oceanographic research, which is the confirmed orders that we have in our hand as of now. This is exactly the reason why we are moving aggressively for other avenues of business growth, that is with respect to commercial shipbuilding, exports, and so on. So I don't see any major dip in the revenue from operations during these years, because, see, we are only in FY23 now. We still got 24, 25, we are in FY24 now, so 25, 26, 27 to go. Definitely, we expect orders at least next year or next year, which will mature into revenue generation in FY27. So I don't see any major dip at this juncture. I mean, we should not be really concerned about a dip during FY27 or 28 at this juncture.
Understood, sir. And what brought GRSC to get into autonomous vehicle? Anything if you can highlight this? Was that idea given by DRDO? Was it that you guys figured out that this is a vacuum space and we could be the one who could, be the starting company to get into this? It would be helpful. And on the commercial shipbuilding part, if you can share something on terms of size, terms of orders which you look at, not just from 1 year perspective, but in terms of opportunity size, that would be of great help, because we probably are looking to build up this team. So any color on this would be helpful.
Okay. And you asked two questions in effect. The one is regarding the autonomous platforms. What are the initiatives that we have taken? And second, on the commercial business. As far as autonomous platforms are concerned, I had mentioned during my introductory address that we are fully seized of the requirements of both the armed forces, both the arms, the marine arms, that is the Coast Guard and the Navy, and also the Army, interestingly, and the DRDO. So the requirement is known. And at this juncture, as a nation, we are still in a developmental stage with respect to autonomous platforms. Most of our autonomous platforms, be it surface, subsurface, or even drones, are imported at this juncture. What we had decided was this is an opportunity, this is an area where huge opportunities exist in future. So we started with the basics. That means we went to startups and MSMEs, Indian startups and MSMEs with huge potential, but they have capacity and capacity constraints. So through a process, we have identified capable startups, both in terms of autonomous underwater vessels, which is successfully proved, the prototype has been tested satisfactorily. Both the Navy and the DRDO have come out with RFPs for these vessels. At this juncture, they are all very, very, the order value may be very, very moderate, but we expect potential in this. Coming to the surface vessel, we have tested and proved unmanned surface vessel. And for the same platform, same design, we already got an order from the DRDO. So both from the research and development wing of the armed forces, there is DRDO, and from the combat forces, we expect orders. The marine drones, another interesting segment. Here, we have not yet developed the product fully. It is still in trial phase. We expect this also to get developed maybe in another 3 to 4 months. Again, the partnership is with the startup. The advantage of doing this collaboration with the startup is that the product and its IPR rests within India. There is market potential in this. This is coming to the autonomous service. Another area which we are focusing is on the green energy field, which a breakthrough has been made. We are the only Indian, second Indian shipyard. Of course, Cochin Shipyard has made ahead earlier with the KMRL Kerala. Now, we have our product is almost ready. In the next 2 months, we'll be delivering a next generation electric ferry to the government of West Bengal. Here, the potential is huge. If the government policies materialize in the coming 3 to 5 years, almost all the platforms which are used for inland water transportation could get re-engined, or the new platforms that are inducted into this area would be green energy platforms. Coming to commercial vessels, we have recently delivered a commercial vessel to the government of Guyana. That is the first vessel that we delivered after a long gap, because we have taken a break from commercial shipbuilding. But we have tested our capability and successfully delivered one vessel to Guyana ahead of schedule. This has given us the confidence to go in for more and more opportunities, pursuing more and more opportunities in this field. We have targeted certain countries who have shown interest in India, be it the Scandinavian countries and some of the Middle East countries. And here, at this juncture, I can only state that things are moving in the right direction. Several projects are under negotiation stage. I'll be able to provide clarity on this maybe in the next call or the next call. Hopefully, by that time, some of the orders could fructify. Thank you.
What would be the size of the Kochi Metro tender which you are participating in?
It's a 15-platform order. This could be to the tune of around 150 to 180 crores.
Okay. Understood, sir. Okay. And sir, for the last question on the diesel engine, apart from Rolls Royce, there are a couple of other companies who also are supplying diesel engines to the Indian Navy. So do you think the competition on this indigenous side for the green station will also rise? How do you see this thing playing out?
Okay. Marine diesel engines has been an area wherein, as a nation, imports was being resorted to. So what within the marine diesel engines, there are two types of engines. One is the low power, that is low to medium power engines, which are called high-speed marine diesel engines. And the second segment is the high power but low speed engines. Now, what we have collaborated with Rolls-Royce is for high speed, low power engines. And these are the types of engines which are normally used in fast petrol vessels, the water jet FACs, the inshore petrol vessels, and so on. The numbers, the volumes are very, very high. So in this, we don't expect much competition. Since you said there are other manufacturers also there, most of them are global OEMs like the Caterpillar, MAN, or the Rolls-Royce or Yanmar. Their product strength is on the high-powered, low-speed engine. So there will not be any clash of requirements. So what we have collaborated with Rolls-Royce is for, as I would like to reiterate, that is for high-speed, low-power engines, which if once the collaboration is successful, would give us huge potential with both the Navy and the Coast Guard.
And sorry, just lastly, so you would be manufacturing this in India or it would be assembled in India, or what would be your role in terms of this marine diesel engine, sir?
Okay. We have a diesel engine, dedicated diesel engine plant at Ranchi, Jharkhand. And we have been, we had an association already existing with MTU Rolls-Royce for assembly of engines. Now, what we are talking about now is transiting from this assembly to manufacturing. It is actually, the term used is through a license agreement, co-production. A certain percentage of the entire the components of a marine diesel engine will be manufactured in India. What we are targeting, it is in line with the government mandate for indigenization, plus 50% indigenization to start with.
Understood. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Viraj Mitani from Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and all the very congratulations on the good numbers, sir. So my question is, as this order book picks out, whether would the margins would be affected or there'll be a higher or lower trajectory?
Very interesting question. Every time I get this question, I was wondering why it did not come so far. Margins have been consistent in my views. Ours is not a routine industry. Ours is a highly specialized industry wherein the margins are reasonably thin. Any PAT margin above 7.5 is considered healthy in shipbuilding. As I've stated, we have been maintaining a profit margin, that is a PAT margin plus 8% this time, and that's what is 8.99. We will maintain this during our the coming months and years.
And sir, any updates on the repair business? Any color on that? We were still planning to enter.
Ship repair, currently, as I mentioned earlier, we have taken over 3 docks from the Kolkata Port Trust, 3 medium-sized docks, all of them almost 100% occupancy. And currently, we are executing refits, 6 refits of various Coast Guard ships, plus we keep getting commercial ship refits too. We are at a modest position at this moment. Our order book stands just about 80 crores from this segment. As I had mentioned earlier, we were just pulsing the system. We expect this to increase in the coming years because more and more refits will come, considering the fleet strength of Coast Guard and the Navy. They've not yet got a break into the naval repair yet, but they've got captive repair facilities. We are pulsing the system, and having experienced the success so far, we intend to ramp up the ship repair vertical in the coming years. Right now, it is at a modest 80 crores order book outstanding as of now.
My last question is, sir, about this green ferry. What kind of market potential do you see? If you can give some color on that in terms of growth, margins, and future to come.
Yes, green ferry or rather any green vessel, the potential is huge. As with every other nation, even we, our country is also going in for zero emission vessels. This is a process which has already commenced. The first step would be to meet the requirements of the state governments to meet their inland motor transportation requirements. And even both Kerala and West Bengal have evinced a strong interest in this. Kerala has gone ahead with green ferries in a big way. I had mentioned that there is another RFP which is live for 15 more vessels for Kerala. In a nutshell, this is an area where opportunity exists, a huge opportunity. The ports would ultimately resort to green tugs. All the barges which move in our rivers and the inland waters would be green. Which means the aim would be to eliminate the conventional powered platforms. So at this juncture, I can only state that huge potential exists. Quantification at this stage may not be possible. And just to put things in perspective, some of the nations like Norway has already given a dictum that they must go 100% green by 2030. So that is the kind of impetus that is there. Opportunity exists, and we didn't want to miss out the first mover's advantage. That's why we have taken this order from the government of West Bengal.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, investors, for listening patiently to the industry address, and I hope to have answered almost all your queries. And in case of any further query, please contact us. Feel free to contact us. We will ensure that all your queries are addressed. We also thank Concept Investor Relations for coordinating this conference call. And we have started this financial year with a strong, robust Q1. We have maintained the tempo during Q2 also, and we intend maintaining this tempo in the coming quarters too. Wish you all a belated Durga Puja and Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.